Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back into the Annie Fry Show. Just got done speaking with Dr. John Fleming, who we got him from the White House to talk about the America First healthcare plan. We will post that interview up at 971talk.com/Annie. We'll share it on Facebook. We will tweet it. And you can check out, we'll link to the actual plan there as well, so you can read it for yourself. Every Friday, we kind of loosen the reins a little bit on the show, like we run a really tight ship to begin with. And we invite Gabe Pfeiffer, who's St. John the Philosopher, on YouTube, onto the show. And it's Friday, so Gabe is here. Pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I'm a freaking genius.
Okay, so you're a rocket scientist.
Brilliant!
Knowledge is power.
Welcome back, Gabe. Happy Friday. Good to have you back.
Happy Friday, everybody. Good to see you.
You happy it's Friday? Does Friday feel better than other days to you?
You know what? Almost always, but especially when I get to be on your show.
Woo! Oh, listen to that. What do you need?
What a sweet, sweet man.
What do you want? How can I help you? Gabe, I want to give you the opportunity to just react to the Breonna Taylor ruling. First, the ruling, not Louisville. I'm going to separate the Louisville question here. Gabe,
okay.
Breonna Taylor... The final result from the grand jury is two of the officers have no charges, one of them for wanton endangerment for under three charges. And truthfully, when you look closely at it, those charges don't actually have anything to do with specifically Breonna Taylor's death. Gabe, what was your reaction?
Mm-hmm. I kind of wasn't surprised because what often happens is a narrative is built around a story and it paints a very plain and you know, black and white picture, pun intended, about what the situation was and of course, therefore what justice would be in if this thing were brought to the courts and everything was true. So the thing is, there was a predetermined outcome based on a false narrative. Now, of course, when the grand jury gets involved, when the investigators get involved, when the actual story comes out, the reality comes into play and actual justice the process of actual justice goes through its course and it comes out to a different conclusion. And of course, when conclusions and when expectation doesn't meet reality, people are disappointed and that disappointment is expressed in anger these days.
Yeah, I mean, what you would say, Breonna Taylor's death is a tragedy. I was going to say nobody's arguing that, but there's always that person. It's a tragedy, yeah. Right?
Yes. Yeah, of course. I think it speaks to, a greater issue that isn't necessarily a racial one, but it's more of a police practice one. You know, the idea of, and you know what, first of all, Let's separate out the idea of the no-knock warrant from the Breonna Taylor case. First of all, because yes, a no-knock warrant was issued, but they knocked and announced themselves.
It wasn't executed. And there, yeah.
It wasn't executed as a no-knock warrant. So it wasn't the fact that it was a no-knock warrant that had any bearing on how things proceeded that night. But there is an idea that no-knock warrants aren't really a good thing for America. We should probably get rid of them. I think a lot of libertarian-minded conservatives and liberals are kind of on the same page on that. So, you know, that's not really an argument as far as I can tell. the other aspect of it is the idea of you know, the sanctity of the home kind of thing. And that's kind of built into the no-knock warrant. Because, you know, we like to discuss the idea of home invasion and how, you know, our Second Amendment rights need to be, fully exercised, you know, when something goes down that we don't want. Somebody comes into our house aggressively. Now, if they're doing so lawfully, that's a whole different situation. And we need to be able to have laws and the way those laws are executed meld with those two ideas. The idea that law enforcement can enter a home legally to execute a warrant, and that the home is sanctuary for someone who's exercising their Second Amendment rights. So those are all the things that are kind of wrapped into this on top of the prevailing narrative of racial disparity, which I think doesn't actually to this situation in reality.
So, first of all, if you want to join us today on our live stream, this is one of those times where I really like hearing what people are saying in our comments, because we can involve a lot of voices and a lot of thoughts and opinions at one time by commenting on the Annie Fry Show Facebook Live, or go to YouTube. You can watch us on your YouTube app on your smart TV. Just type in Annie Fry, F-R-E-Y, and you'll see that we're live right now, and you can join us and you can comment on the YouTube app on your phone. And Ryan, if you don't mind watching some of those comments too, as we have this discussion, I would love to include a lot of your voices in this as well. Charles Barkley was weighing in on this, and I thought he made a really,
really
great point.
Just bad the young lady lost her life. But, you know, we do have to take into account that her boyfriend did shoot at the cops and shot a cop. So, like I say, even though I'm really sorry she lost her life, I don't think that we can just say we can put this in the same situation with George Floyd and Ahmaud Arbery. I just don't believe that.
So you have Charles Barkley. I think they were covering the NBA playoffs when they were talking about this. And I've got a Charles Barkley clip about defund the police here as well that I'm going to play in a moment. But, yeah. I mean, Katie, you're watching the Breonna Taylor story is very personal to our younger Americans, our younger citizens, yes, our younger voters, but the only thing that the only value they bring to the table, it's not just about voting. There was an identification that younger people had with Breonna Taylor. She was a young black female. I think that changes the story a little bit to what we've seen with Ahmaud Arbery and George Floyd potentially. But Charles Barkley is clarifying this. Katie, I think what Charles says there is exactly correct, mm-hmm. that it is a tragic loss of life. Mm-hmm. Do those details penetrate the conversation and the narrative right now?
I mean, you look at the tweets that were being put out yesterday, even from major news networks. We are talking Joy Reid going on interviews, saying the wrong story, having the wrong facts, and presenting them as 100% truth. So when we have something, and I'm not blaming the media completely, because there are articles written, and there have been articles written about the full story of what happened with Breonna Taylor that night. And they were written before we saw what we saw yesterday, I believe, or 2 days ago. But we look at people that are supposed to be iconic for many, many young people, many millennials, and they're looking for affirmation, what they believe. So they turn on the channels and they look at Joy Reid, who is saying she was sleeping. They came in unannounced. Her boyfriend didn't shoot first.
Wrong.
All of this information,
yeah, exactly.
this misinformation is being spread. Even though we saw or heard what happened, because Daniel Cameron laid it out. The attorney general laid it out for us. And so it's just really hard. I think people are having a disconnect because the facts are there, and yet we're still hearing from a lot of people that those aren't actually the facts. These are actually the facts.
And it's really frustrating to take that in. Ryan, what about it's like there's a false choice between either Breonna deserved to die or the police murdered her, that there isn't some more gray area that exists, or that the circumstances that Breonna Taylor specifically had in her life, it doesn't,
Yeah, it's not as clear cut.
I mean, like, we need to have somebody to blame, right? We need fault to blame so that we can move on with our lives. And it's either got to be the police officer's fault or not the police officer's fault. It's just not that simple.
Yeah, this isn't one that we really should run to our camps and say, well, I tend to believe this about Black Lives Matter, so I'm going to go into this camp. We've got to be smarter than that and go into every situation with a clean slate and say, what are the facts? Which is why it was so important Wednesday to hear from Daniel Cameron, and I think that's why we aired the whole thing as it was happening live, to hear what actually were the facts about this. And I got to call out, you know, a lot of times in these situations, if you are left of center or really progressive, you're going to hear one set of facts because you're in your media bubble there. If you're on the right, you're probably listening to right-leaning media, and you're going to hear a different take. This is one of those cases that actually everybody got it wrong. The left is clearly still repeating some of those incorrect talking points, like you were saying, Katie. But even that night, I was listening to Sean Hannity after he had listened to Daniel Cameron, and he was repeating some wrong points because it is so nuanced. It's as if you have to put aside everything you've heard and approach it with no bias and say, what actually happened in this case?
So I'm going to play this other clip here, and Gabe, I'm going to get your reaction to this part from Charles Barkley. I really appreciate his voice, and especially in a part of our culture where Charles Barkley, you know, like people used to say, like, why are people getting their news from Jon Stewart? He's a comedian doing a nighttime show. There's an entire generation of people who have formulated their political opinions based on watching Jon Stewart to get their news. So when Charles Barkley is talking about these things, it makes me happy to hear.
Really be careful when we, you know, I hear these fools on TV talking about defund the police and things like that. We need police reform and prison reform and things like that. Because you know who ain't gonna defund the cops? White neighborhoods and rich neighborhoods. So that notion they keep saying that, I'm like, wait a minute, we just gonna leave, who are black people supposed to call, Ghostbusters? When we have crime in our neighborhoods, we need police reform. But like I say, white people, especially rich white people, they're always gonna have cops. So we need to stop that defund or abolish the cops crap.
Yeah. Gabe, what do you think?
It's clear as day, we didn't get a call, right? but... You know, it's kind of interesting, too, because whenever I hear some of the, and this is a almost left field point, but whenever I hear the statistics about, you know, the numbers of black people who have encounters with the cops, who are arrested and things like that, you know, the thing is, it's the reason those contacts are happening is because people in black neighborhoods are calling for the police to come and help them in these situations. So it's not as though, you know, every excess contact between cops and black people is because of, you know, the scared white Karen over there who thinks this guy's in the wrong neighborhood. It's usually a black lady, you know, just statistically, it's usually a black lady calling the police about black people in her neighborhood causing trouble. So the idea of getting rid of the police as some sort of help for black people is exactly backwards, because it's always the victims, the people who are being victimized by criminals, who are the most helped in the black community by police.
So did you, Gabe, have you seen the white female at the football game not wearing a mask get arrested? Have you seen this video yet?
Oh, I did. I did see that, yes.
We showed it yesterday, and I am going to play it again on the break on our live stream, just so you can see what happens here. And when we come back, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about what we know, and we're also going to talk about what we don't know, and we're going to insert that situation into this climate we're talking about, because I'll quote Christopher here on our YouTube channel, who's watching on YouTube and on Facebook. He says, rewrite the damn laws. That's the whole damn point. And when you have situations like this come up, this is how change happens. But I don't know that what a lot of individuals are talking about right now is like just about law change. There's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of anger taking place mm-hmm. right now out in the open. We're going to have to move past that in order to make actual change. And yes, guess what? We're going to need to have bipartisan support on it. I have seen a president in the Oval Office right now who has worked hard for criminal justice reform so far. And I would say, compare that to the Joe Biden crime bill. If you wanted to have some criminal justice reform like this, maybe you should vote for Donald Trump in November. Let's talk about that video when we come back. And if you haven't joined us yet, go to the Annie Fry YouTube page and you can watch this video. I'm going to play it up there over the break. You can watch with us and comment also on the Annie Fry Show YouTube page or Facebook page. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for joining us today. Happy Friday. Fridays are good. I like being able to say it's Friday because then I remember that it's Friday. And sometimes I have to look up at the top of my screen and see that it says Friday. And it's like a little Christmas present all wrapped up in one. We got Gabe Pfeiffer in studio with us here, as we do each Friday. And we're talking about this video now that is making its rounds on social media. We talked about it at the end of the show yesterday. And essentially what it is, a woman is at a football game. And she, outdoor high school football game, she's not wearing a mask. And from what I understand, a resource officer comes up and ends up arresting her for not wearing her mask. And it's pretty rough the way it goes down. It shouldn't matter, but since this is the way we talk amongst ourselves these days, the police officer is a black man. The woman is a white woman. Some might look at her and call her a Karen. I think that Karens everywhere would wish that would just go away, and I understand that. I have to say that I think that arresting somebody for not wearing a mask, is that lawful in Ohio? I don't know if it is or if it isn't. But if we're going to preach, like, when the police officer pulls you over, put your hands on the steering wheel and listen to what the police officer says and be respectful, this woman's not being respectful. Mm-hmm. And she is absolutely resisting arrest. And I don't know what kind of lawsuit would exist on the other end of this arrest when she is taken in and processed for whatever the crime. Like, there has to be a crime. And if there isn't, she's going to have a lawsuit on her hands. I think if we're going to preach that you have to comply with law enforcement, it shouldn't matter the situation. It shouldn't matter the color of anybody's skin involved. You can't yell at the officer and say, "What are you doing? This is being ridiculous." And because we think the law is ridiculous, be like, "Yeah, you fight that guy." Mm-hmm. Everyone. And also there are people questioning the individuals around the situation while they just sit there. They don't do anything. And I gotta say, also, I don't really know what they're supposed to do. I don't know that I would just sit there and keep watching the football game. But, you know, Ryan, you kind of brought that up. Like, what's your reaction to all of this? What's the gut check on this issue?
Well, I mean, comedically, I wouldn't also go, "Man, lady, quit getting arrested. I'm trying to watch a football game here." Lady's being real loud.
But if you're in the South, you might.
Well, maybe.
Get out of the way of my football.
But to me, this you nailed it. I agree with everything that you said, except that I don't. What are the laws on masks? I mean, do we have an absolute guarantee that there is a law on masks?
So this is a report from KSDK that I was looking at. And the officer, Chris Smith, he is a resource officer. And his assignment was to make sure people comply with health and safety guidelines from the CFC, Ohio Department of Health, Ohio High School Athletic Association, and the Logan Hocking School District, which is where he was he works at and where she was watching the football game.
That's fine, but I still don't know if that's a law. I mean, that sounds like guidelines issued by the health department. That's not something that, to me, a law enforcement officer should be able to enforce with that kind of force, and which is why this issue is hard, because if this was on private property, if she were sitting at a bleacher in Target and they decided that you have to have a mask to be in here and she resisted, they, to me, would have the legal right to get her out of that store and she would be trespassing. But this is a public high school, I think, football game. So that makes it even more difficult, because you're supposed to abide by, I guess, the laws of the school. And then,
schools don't have laws.
But then what's the law of the state? Because we know there's not a national mask mandate. And is it legal to even issue a mask mandate? That's the question.
This is the Fox News report from yesterday. And I'm reading from the website right now. A woman at a grade school football game in Ohio on Wednesday was reportedly tased.
Yep.
And arrested by a police officer for not wearing a mask in the stands. The woman was sitting in the bleachers with her mother when she got into an altercation with the cop about mask wearing at a middle school in the town of Logan, the Marietta Times reported. Video of the incident, which was posted to YouTube, shows the woman resisting as the officer struggles to handcuff her for nearly 2 minutes before he deploys his taser. The woman, identified in the report as Alicia Kitts, repeatedly tells the officer to, quote, get off of me, end quote, the video shows. Quote, you're not arresting me for nothing. I ain't doing nothing wrong, except for your grammar. She yells after the officer orders her to place her hands behind her back. Once the officer tases Kitts, she falls to a lower tier of the bleachers, according to the footage. The use of force shocked others watching the game. Quote, tasing this lady over not wearing a damn mask, end quote, a witness can be heard saying. As the woman is finally hauled away, the mother pleads with the cop, quote, come on, it's just a mask, end quote. So it says Kitts, who appeared to have an American flag themed mask in her back shorts pocket, was rooting for the visiting team from Marietta City Schools at the time. The Logan Police Department told the Marietta Times the incident is under investigation. Logan Athletic Director Teresa Schultheis told the newspaper that Kitts and her mother were the only two in a crowd of 300 fans who were, quote, having issues, end quote, complying with the state's mask requirement. Quote, this rule has been in effect since we were told we could play. Everyone that came through the ticketing tonight was reminded. We had regular announcements over the PA reminding you that mouths and noses need to be covered, and we had signs at the bathrooms, end quote. So, you know, this is the bottom line for me. She could have said a lot of the things that she said, like you can't arrest me for doing nothing. You can't arrest me for not wearing a mask. You can say those things and still comply with a police officer and still have the same sort of legal recourse after the effect. But if you resist arrest, you've complicated things for yourself. Gabe, how does this all hit you? When you see this incident, it's like as suburban as it could possibly get. What's your reaction to all of it?
Well, it doesn't matter whether you are a 6'5" black dude or a 5 foot nothing, 100 pound soaking wet white lady. When the person who has the authority to put their hands on you tells you to do something, you do it, or else they're going to put their hands on you. That's kind of how it. I mean, it kind of feels like people weren't raised in houses where dad could do stuff like that. Because to me, it's like this is a basic reality. There's a person who's someplace and they have authority. When they tell you to do something, it's backed by the threat of force. If you don't do the thing, you get the force. Like this isn't hard. So it just kind of boggles my mind that people keep getting up in arms no matter which way it goes, whether it's a George Floyd situation or you know some other situation or this. Where it do what you're told by the person who bears the authority. If you want to argue about it later.
In court.
Or argue about it while you're doing it.
Yeah.
I think you have the right to remain silent.
You know what? You don't have to.
Crap, and you put your hands behind your back. It's like, I'm going to have your back. Say all you want on the way out.
Just comply.
Yeah. So,
just
so
do
let's,
what you're told.
I want to get to some of these comments here because I see what these what a lot of folks are saying here, and I agree with it to the extent, like Jackie on Facebook Live says, and she was sitting in one spot, not moving around, taking off the mask should have been okay. And other folks here saying, Michael comments, I'd have to disagree. Everybody was social distancing and they were outside. I don't believe she would be required to wear a mask. I still believe the officer acted in an improper manner. Also, the school should be responsible for their actions when it was an outside event. So if you're being unlawfully arrested, this would not be the first unlawful arrest that has ever taken place. This would not be the first time that an unlawful arrest has taken place, potentially on video camera. What are we supposed to do? Because this is a situation where this mask thing is a flashpoint for so many people. You're sitting out. I mean, I don't know what the Ohio rules are, but I will reiterate here in the state of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker is making rules. Rulers make rules. J.B. Pritzker doesn't make laws. He can sign them, but they got to come to him first. He does not get to make laws and enforce him. That would be an autocratic dictatorship that we would have. And sometimes it kind of feels like it here, I'm just going to say. But you don't, whatever is taking place in Ohio, when those rules are being put out, there's so much gray area. I've talked to police officers myself who, especially initially, like, what kind of authority do you have to enforce these initial rules that were being put in place in Illinois? And they're like, we don't have any authority, but we can keep the peace. We can always keep the peace. And if somebody is disturbing the peace, it's our responsibility to restore that. And if you go onto private property and they're asking you to do something, the police can step in there. I don't know what the right rules are at this Ohio grade school football game. But at what point do you have to submit to the authority, like Gabe was saying, that is in that position, even if it's not right that they're arresting you? Are you supposed to shut up and take it? Because I feel like that's what we've been saying in the midst of a lot of the racially charged conversations that we are having, which is do not resist arrest. Bad things happen when you resist arrest. And that has to apply for, like you said, white lady, 100 pounds soaking wet at a football game in the middle of the day, if it's going to apply to everybody else.
And it must be said, too, that usually what happens in these situations is someone, if you have rules for an area, even if it's a school or things like that, I don't know if many of you have been to a football game or a sporting activity, and there were some unruly kids, the resource comes in and says, you guys are going to have to quiet down or leave. And if they didn't quiet down, now they have to leave. Guess what happens if they don't leave? That's when things get rough. That's when things start happening. So in this case, you know, if she was required to wear a mask, if she came in under the understanding that she's supposed to wear a mask the entire time, walking into that area is an agreement. It's a tacit agreement to that rule. When she breaks that rule, I'm not going to wear a mask anymore. Now it's, okay, now you have to leave. If she doesn't leave, that's when the handcuffs come out.
ABC 13 in, I think, Houston reports that Logan police say the woman in the video was told several times to put a mask on. She reportedly told the officer she had asthma and was not going to wear it. The officer then told her several times she would have to leave if she wouldn't wear a mask. When she refused, he used his taser on her shoulder in order to get her into custody. She was charged with criminal trespassing. According to community member Kevin Knight, quote, the police are doing their job exactly the way they're supposed to do. Absolutely. I mean, textbook police work. The rest is under investigation. So
this cop, as well as all cops, like you mentioned, Annie, are outside of the other things that we know are going on in the world right now, on this issue in particular, are in a really difficult spot because they're being told by their immediate superiors to do something. And then maybe the level above them is, like in our state, you know, we've got state reps that are fighting all of the restrictions on COVID and who are saying, no, this is illegal. It's like the people at the top, the very, very, very top people can't get it figured out as to what's legal. So how is everybody else supposed to get it figured out? especially if you're supposed to enforce those rules.
Completely. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to do a little real or fake news. I'm excited about this. It feels like it's been a while since we've been able to do a round of this. So the way this works is we're going to make some statements that we believe individually are factual-based information based solely on our opinions of the world. So this is kind of how real or fake news actually ends up coming about, right? We got a feeling about something and we want to make it true. And then we'll argue about whether or not it's real or fake. So stick around. We'll do that when we come back in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy to have you here. Thanks for joining us. We always try to have some good, lively conversations here, and I definitely think that this time of the year, on an election year, my goodness, there's so much to absorb. We're gonna start with a little real or fake news. I'm gonna hit it first, Katie. My first real or fake is Donald Trump should pick Lagoa, because she would be the best candidate for the job at this point in time, but I think he'll pick Amy Coney Barrett.
So real. 100% real. Love everything that you just said. That is real news.
Nice.
I don't get the fascination with Lagoa.
What?
I mean, she's right. Great. I mean, if she's the nominee, I have absolutely no problem.
Have you ever heard of identity politics?
Yes.
It's the currency of the entire other party. Put up a Cuban American female who is got a fantastic record and is from, yes, Florida, up to have the Democrats do what they did to her, to Kavanaugh, to her right before the election, and to save the Amy Coney Barrett nomination, which is a fantastic nomination for in his second term, which I do believe he'll get a second nominee in the coming years if he wins. Gotta win the election, dude. And I think that Lagoa is a fantastic nominee. And I think that this is the right time for her. That's why.
I have no argument. I think she's a great candidate for the seat, but I just hope that that's not the reason she gets picked, is for politics or because of identity politics.
That's cute. Anyway.
I know.
Wishful thinking.
But hey, everything I do is cute.
Wishful. It's your birthday.
It's my birthday. Cutie. Kind of is.
I mean, didn't Trump do this sort of virtue signaling thing by saying, I'm going to pick a woman?
Yes.
Yes.
So, yes, you know, he did.
And the Democrats can't get mad at that.
We're already in that territory.
Because that's what they did for the vice president.
Yeah, that's what Biden just did.
Exactly.
So Joe Biden picked the heir apparent to this administration coming forward, because Lord knows that he's missing a few cookies in his batch. The vice president is going to be somebody who's going to have a strong presence in this coming administration if Biden wins. And he ruled out all men for the job. So, you know, I was the best woman for the job. Oh, you were the best person for the job? Well, not exactly. Just the best woman. Give me a break. Gabe, what do you think? Who do you want?
I want Lagoa. I'll say real news on that, just because again, if we're going to be playing the politics here of you know, identity politics, we're going to make the opposing party put their money where their mouth is. Let's have them try to pull a Kavanaugh on a Cuban woman.
Yeah. Bring it.
They're not pulling a Kavanaugh this time regardless. I think they've learned their lesson. There's my real or fake. They've learned their lesson from 2018.
You are adorable today, Ryan.
I know.
I'm
just the cutest.
Just so want to pinch those cheeks and squeeze them and just go, that's so cute. I wish it were like that. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Ryan.
Little wood pop.
Oh, my. How do you feel about that, Ryan? Since you know everything, Ryan, go ahead. You can give do yours next.
Okay. Real or fake pudding pops are awesome. Real or fake, we will look back on 2020 as a good turning point in American history.
Ooh.
Why do you say that?
Yeah, why so?
I'm leaving it open to anyone's interpretation, but I think that we're going to have a lot of things are breaking right now that I think needed to be broken, and when we rebuild them, they're going to be better.
Gosh, that's very optimistic.
Build back
better.
That's exactly. See how cute I am?
It's like senile.
I could say, you know what, Ryan, just because I'm optimistic and I hope that that's the truth, I'm going to say real news. I hope that this dumpster fire isn't all for naught.
Will you say that again after the election, and then I will answer that.
Well, after the election, we'll all agree on one way or another.
I mean, if Donald Trump is given... let me put this out here. No, I'll make that my next one here real quick, but... Gabe, you go ahead. Go ahead. What, real or fake? What do you
think? Oh, man. I'm kind of split on it because I think you know, it may end up being a mixed bag, just like the revolutionary times, basically in the 60s, where, you know, we made a lot of social progress and all that stuff, but, you know, we entrenched a lot of bad elements into areas in society, and we learned a lot of bad lessons, and some of those things are coming to pass right now. You know, we're seeing the fruit of some of the bad trees that were planted in the 60s. So I kind of get the feeling we're going to have a repeat of this in another, you know, 40-60 years. So I don't know. Real and fake, can I do that?
It's not an option.
No.
I choose to just listen to the first part.
Gabe, what about you? Fake. Real or fake, what do you got?
The age of majority should be 25. So you don't join the military, let's say it this way. You get to join the military, you get to drink, you get to smoke, you get to vote all at the same time. You get to drive all at the same time at 25.
Drive?
Wow. Yeah.
Why?
There goes all fast food though.
Fake
so
news.
I'm going to say fake news.
Not okay, the
maybe
fast
not driving.
Food.
Why 25? Maybe not driving. I don't know. Well, because that's when the human brain is fully formed.
Oh, that's depressing.
But, you know, make scientifically, all your best, worst decisions before then.
Okay. Yeah, that's so
exactly.
Cute.
I mean, it's a toss up whether or not you make any good decisions before 25.
If all of those things you can't achieve until 25, I say fake news. Because
that's a lot.
Mama needs a drink.
What are you doing up until 25? What am I doing with my time?
Exactly.
Or how
There'd
am I
be
getting
more
rid
riots.
Of my kids?
All the kids are going to be so bored, you're just causing more riots, Gabe.
No, this is when you're supposed to actually be training and learning about being a productive member of society.
Mm. Katie, you're saying fake news?
Fake news.
All right, well, give us your real fake.
Okay. Naming your kid any weird or unheard of name is the most selfish, unoriginal thing you could ever do for that kid.
I'll say real news based on the fact that those are my kids' names.
Yours are...
Well, going back to her point...
Yours are very biblical, though, aren't they? All of your names are very biblical, I thought.
No. I think zero... Well, one of them, if you trace it back far enough, would be, but the other two are not.
Well...
But that was coincidental.
Sunny is kind of normal.
Well, I guess there is probably reference to the sun in the Bible, so...
Like Jesus the sun?
No,
times.
Not S-O-N. S-U-N.
Yeah.
I'm still...
No, go ahead. I just want to keep
Katie with the
eating
statement.
That shoe.
I just want to sit here and listen to this conversation.
Yeah. I wasn't really thinking about like Sin Jin or anything.
Well, maybe
like that.
You should have, Katie.
I was thinking of more of like weird names that involve apostrophes or dashes and stuff like that.
Jennifer
Very
on Facebook says real news, Katie. Brad on Facebook says real news, Katie. LOL. Jackie on Facebook says real. So you've got some support out there. I will say, name your kids what you want to name your kids, but the more normal their names are, or the more relatable, familiar they are, as long as it's not something that is they're going to have to explain all the time, because I think that would get a little bit exhausting. Bob on Facebook says real news. Alan says, I agree, Katie, you should be able to tell someone your name and they can remember it. So a little bit of
Katie's
support there.
Well, Katie's first three children, Tom, Dick, and Harry, all agree.
The reason why I thought of this
two girls
because
and a boy, too.
Very best friends, her name is Kaylin, and it's spelled K-apostrophe-L-Y-N-N, and she has always hated it because she's like, no one can
That's
get...
That's your friend's name.
Yes.
Not
one
what
of my
she named
very,
your kids.
No. This is one
really
of my very best friend's names, and she always, ever since I met her, was like, I hate it. I hate the apostrophe. No one can get my name right, and nobody can remember my name after I say it over and over and over again.
Gabe, real quick, is that real or fake?
That's real
just
news.
Pretend,
I have to agree with my mother. My mother said that's real. She literally almost said word for word what Katie said.
With all that sass?
Like 20 years ago.
I want to meet your mom. All right, I've got one last one here. We've only got a minute left. If you are not praying for your country right now, you will regret the fact that you missed out the opportunity right now leading into this election to pray without ceasing. So much is at stake right now. And we need to do everything we can. And in my life, I'm speaking personally here, it's always like, oh yeah, I should pray too. Like I'm going, and praying always seems like the last thing to do. Flip that switch and make it the first thing you do. Every time you fret, pray. Real news, fake news?
Real.
Dare you call me fake news.
Real?
Real.
If you're not praying right now, you don't pray.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, seriously.
Take a moment, pray for your president, pray for your future president, pray for the future of this country, and give it up to God, because am I meaning to preach here? No, but I am so stressed when I lay in bed and I scroll through Twitter and I see everything that's at stake, and it comes down on me hard. I feel it in my chest, and that's my last resort is, oh yeah, God, hey, can you take this from me? And that's when I fall asleep. That's when I have peace. Wish I would have done that 2 hours earlier and I would get 2 extra hours of sleep that night. Quick break. We're going to be back with more of the Annie Fry Show before we turn it over to the DGS. Join us on Facebook and the Annie Fry YouTube page. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.